The Dispersion of Gloom. I have been reading from inspiring books the last 2 weeks. The enclosed references therefrom will do you good. It will help you more, however, to recognize what perfectly good trim you are in and what nonsense all this turmoil is. It is too bad there is not some famous poet to whom you can go to be told that you are perfectly well. That pronouncement is the truth which would make you free. No, there is not a thing wrong with you. Life in all its strength and harmony and glory is pouring through you, and best of all, you know it. Of course you are talking this way to yourself every day, and living up to what you say as best you can. Grab the broom once in a while, whip up a cake, see how much you can do to make Charlie happy. You know, he is a prince and deserves all the goodness you can shower on him. I have been trying to get out to see you. It is not so easy to make the trip as it once was. Now I have to start on the road in a few hours, but one of these days I will show up and we will have a good chat. Meanwhile, keep your thought and your interview with yourself on a high level, because this thing called the body is a mental concept. Therefore, when mentality reaches a sufficient clarity and buoyancy, you will feel quick of step and agile of movement. It will be impossible to hold you down. This day of freedom is coming. Talk it, expect it. In this talk and in this expectancy lie the full power of being. Your letter just came, and was it vivid and gripping and comforting? You know the boy without a classical education who struggled to fill in the army questionnaire? He could not make head or tail. So he turned the paper over and wrote, "Eyes ready, Uncle Sam, when you is." You are always ready for big, fine jobs. You are full of peace and calm and the determination to do. You refuse to be disturbed by the nuances set up by others. You do not burn up your reserves by thinking of the mean things outsiders say or do. But serenely do you move on like the great plane in the air. For what are you, anyhow? Nothing less than life triumphant on exhibition. The show or exhibition must go on, which means that you never falter. Yes, we will knock these shadowy discouragements galley west, and you will go on about your glorious business. You remember what the lecturer said about people talking to themselves and others gloomily? Nobody has any right to put out such damaging conversation. It makes things harder for other people. It works disastrously for him. There is no excuse for such kind of business. The fellow who indulges it oftentimes is only acting, anyhow. He does not mean what he says when he complains about bad health, an approaching end, and nothing in the world to hope for. Everyone took an oath, as the lecturer said, to acquit himself like a man when handed a permit to come into this world. And a man does not talk such devastating stuff. Rather, he tries to make the world a little brighter. He tries to disperse some of the mesmerism that is confounding humanity. That is what he came here for. Do not take things too seriously when people talk gloomily to you. Be compassionate, of course, but in the same instant, silently erase the pictures. troubles, whether in the nature of sickness, confusion, discouragement, or whatnot, come from our misinterpretation, not only of the world about us, but of our own selves. We fail to see situations as they are. Disease of all types and interferences with our careers are not what they seem. Right where they appear, the full perfection of being, which we misinterpret, is in operation. You have seen the surf riders of the South Sea, at least you have seen pictures of them. They appear to lean back on an unseen power and receive its support and propulsion. Thus reinforced, they glide over the waves with as much assurance as others walk the city streets. You can lean back on all-knowing mind and enjoy its intelligence and direction. Or rather, you can allow that mind to be in you and propel every process of your economy. Indeed, this is precisely what is going on anyhow. It is up to you to admit the fact and be young and well. This same mind shapes all your affairs, whether personal or business. It is a case of the Almighty being at the helm. Acknowledge this and permit Him to direct your course.